Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Well, welcome on Lauren Maloney Ford with Canalside, talking about the roller rink. Roller rink, you ask. Well, transformation took place, and now you're ready to roll. Lauren, what's going on there?
We are very excited to open for our second season tonight. We're kicking off with a first of our theme night skates, and we have public skating available for people, skate rentals available. It's just going to be a great season down there.
Wow. So it means that you've drained the canals at Canalside, right? Are you into shifting into fall mode?
We are starting to shift into late summer fall mode. We drained the canals about 10 days ago and have flipped the entire site over, ready for roller skating to kick off tonight.
You did this last year. What was the response like?
We were just thrilled with the amount of people that came out, the amount of people that came out that hadn't skated in years. We definitely had a lot of first-time skaters out there. It is an activity that I think people are somewhat trepidatious to get into. So we do have free skate lessons every Saturday from 12 to 2 with the 716 rollers. So that's a good way to get an introduction into the sport if you're not familiar with it.
You know, is the rink itself the same size as the ice rink in the winter?
Yes, we use the entire skate surface. It's actually the largest rink in New York open, and everything except for the curling area is used for the public skate surface, and that curling area we're using for special activities and popping up a tent that people can rent for birthday parties and groups and corporate rentals this season.
Well, hey, that's pretty cool, giving people an opportunity to get down there. In general, what have you seen at Canalside? I mean, are people coming back in the way that they were before? Things are a lot different there. It has a different feel. Gone are the big concert events to kind of draw in new people and show them what Canalside is all about. Are people still coming to the waterfront?
They absolutely are. And, you know, we're excited to continue the concert series at the Outer Harbor this year. We actually have a concert out there tomorrow night with Conway the Machine and Friends. And then back at Canalside, you know, there's really daily activities for people to do there now. So you have the Maritime Center and the Long Shed building, the carousel's open on a daily basis, and obviously the Children's Museum is a great way to spend the day as a family. So there's really things that you can do there on a daily basis without the larger events anymore.
Now, last year was the inaugural year for the mm-hmm. roller rink. So this year, second year, it seems like you've added new things. You're bringing vendors in.
Yes, we are partnering with the Buffalo Holiday Market. We are going to do a fall market with them. So we're hoping to have that set up around Labor Day.
All right, that's pretty cool, too. You know, as you go into the fall, I mean, how long does the roller rink last before preparation for the ice begins?
We will be open through the end of October for roller skating, so long as the weather cooperates. And then we will take about 3 weeks to turn the site around to ice skating and open sometime around Thanksgiving.
Oh. You know, when this opened, it opened during the winter, and there was so much, you know, the ice bikes were a brand new, kind of a novelty. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wanted to try it out. Ice skating down there, a whole lot of fun. What else is being planned to kind of like keep that buzz going so people don't, everyone likes it, has a good experience, goes down there once or twice, but to keep people wanting to try out new things?
Absolutely. That's kind of what we're always aiming for at Canalside. This season, we will have bumper cars again. That continues to be very popular. We have our themed igloos that people can rent out for people that might want a little bit of refuse from the ice cold conditions out there. And then we are looking at a new attraction. We're not quite ready to announce it quite yet.
Oh, all right. But you definitely are making it a year-round space for people. You know, and I'm thinking too, with the roller skating, do most people rent their roller skates? Did people have them themselves?
You know, I was surprised. I think during the pandemic, a lot of people might have taken this up as an activity because we're surprised to see how many people have really latched onto the sport and have come down with their own skates. But if you don't have your own skates, we definitely have skates available from sizes kids 8 all the way up to size men's 14. So we have skates available. We have skate walkers that are available for free. So we're trying to make it as few boundaries to getting into the sport as possible.
All right. But rollerblades, they're not permissible, right?
Yes. After talking to a lot of different skating rinks around the country, frankly, we've just made the decision that it's safest for everybody if we just keep to rollerblades. Right. I'm sorry, skates.
Skates. That's pretty good. It's a little bit different on the roller skates rather than the rollerblades. I tried roller skates like a year or two ago for the first time in my life. I've, you know, been rollerblading like a million times before. Mm-hmm. But it's like almost learning how to do it all over again.
Yep. And so tonight is actually a great time to come out because we have the 716 rollers are out there doing roaming skate instruction every Friday night. And then, like I said, they do have a free skate program on Saturday. And this evening, we actually have a professional skate instructor from Atlanta that is in town just for the opening of the roller skating rink this year. His name is Push, and he will be available on site tonight. He'll be showing off some of his moves and then doing a special instruction skate tomorrow morning.
Push is a professional roller skating instructor?
He is, yes. We got a glimpse of his moves this morning, and it is pretty impressive.
What's like the end goal of that? Like, I'm sure, you know, is there like a national competition for pulling off the best moves or something like that? Or is he, you know, making sure roller girls can stay steady while knocking each other out?
You know, I am not entirely sure about a competition, but that's definitely something I'm going to need to look into. But he does, you know, make a living. He has a strong social media following behind his dance moves. And then, like I said, he goes around and promotes roller skating and teaches people how to learn how to skate and then also progress into the kind of dance side of things.
Wow. All right. And theme nights, I know it worked really well with the ice skating. They're coming back to the roller rink too, right? What are some of the big ones?
Yes. So silent disco skates were very popular last year, so we're definitely bringing those back. We have 90s night, Soul Train night, a salsa night. So there's really something for everybody, depending upon what you're into. The full list of theme skates can be found on our website, buffalowaterfront.com.
Silent disco.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, it's so if you haven't been to one of them, I highly recommend coming out on the roller skating rink. It's just an incredible vibe. People are skating around with the headphones on their heads and doing different dances to the different radio stations. It's one of the best nights out there.
Awesome. Well, can't wait for it, and sounds like a good time. Hey, Lauren, thanks so much. Lauren Maloney Ford with Canalside talking about their transformation into a roller rink for the next couple of months.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.